Hey, y'all, guess what time it is? It's the Grawlix Saves the World time.
All right, the Grawlix saves the world.
That's right. 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4. We're getting big. Our worries are mixed as has a cake. Well, the Grawlix saves the world.
Hey, go easy on yourself and have a little grace for your inner child. It's the Grawlix Saves the World. My name's Adam Caton Holland.
I'm Ben Roy.
And I'm Andrew Orvidal.
Wow.
Thank you, Adam.
Yeah, thanks, Adam.
Really, I needed to hear that.
Permission to have grace for themselves up front at the start.
And their inner child.
And their inner child. I specifically wanted Andrew to have grace for his inner child. And I bring this for a reason. Loyal listeners of the podcast will recall, I can't even know, maybe two episodes ago, Andrew just sort of took it upon himself at the end of the episode to say, oh, hey, also, here's a little fun self-help tip. If you need some self-care, here's an easy thing that I do. And I remember Ben and I were aghast.
Yeah.
He didn't even propose this as a segment. He didn't tell us this was going to happen. Just, oh, Andrew's got a new idea for a thing.
Yep.
And he launches into this weird tirade about, I just get Capri Suns and I drink Capri Suns whenever I'm sad, and you're a grown up now and you can too, and what an easy tip. And you and I were like, where is this? Why would he do this? The pod's doing fine, but we respect Andrew. He's got to do his thing, and we're like, okay, Andrew
More like
that.
Jealous of my sage homespun wisdom. You're like, wow, an easy thing to do, and we missed it.
Not a week ago. I get a Google alert because I have a Google alert for Capri Sun. Anytime it comes up in the media, I read the Google.
But I'm the asshole.
Kraft Heinz voluntary recall of select Capri Sun wild cherry flavored juice drink. That's right. 5,760 cases of Capri Sun recalled. And do you know why? Because cleaning solution.
Big whoop. We all drink a little
cleaning solution. Was inadvertently introduced into a production line at our factories. And people were complaining about how it tasted like cleaning solution.
Only if you know what cleaning solution tastes like. Otherwise, it tastes like flaming hot cherry.
Only someone who grew up as poor as Andrew
and so
did.
I'm not saying Andrew was there knocking over cleaning solution into the Capri Suns that day. It's not that sinister. But what I am saying is that you just go rogue a lot on this podcast. and it has repercussions. And I just wanted you to know that, but also to have grace for the inner child that clearly thought of this self-care.
Thank you. If you'd listen to the pod, you'd remember that I'm a Pacific Cooler boy. I don't give a shit about wild cherry. Dump the whole thing of bleach in there. I don't give a fuck.
Okay.
Pacific Cooler is fine. This podcast is not about Capri Sun. This is a podcast where we better the world around us with passive-aggressive challenges that we give each other. What do we got? What do we got
Look
this
at
episode?
Andrew getting some of the household chores done right up
and
top.
I'm just proud that I did that and Adam hadn't already said it, because 9 times out of 10 Adam has already said it.
Well, yeah, you do blank out a lot. Yeah, for sure.
I scolded you into a corner, and your only way out was utter professionalism. Utter professionalism.
Which is our entire relationship. So,
yeah, yes. I think you into doing the task at hand.
Andrew blanks out a lot, though. That's probably because he's so freewheeling with the amount of cleaning products in his Capri Sun.
And Andrew's been cutting his Pacific
COVID.
Cooler.
Yeah, but I don't have COVID.
All right.
I absolutely did.
What? You did get it, too. What the fuck are we doing for the challenge this episode?
We each go get a case of wild cherry Capri Sun. Let's find out just how sick it really makes you.
It's extreme.
No, this is an easy one. We asked Patreon, what should we do? Last time we couldn't do this specific challenge because of where we were on the planet, but I think we're ready this week to do it. It is a no driving challenge.
Oh, that's right.
Whoa,
car free for a week.
Car free for a week.
Brutal.
You wanted it, we're doing it.
Wow.
And this challenge, just to let you know, this challenge has been in the works since we pretty much started this pod. It's been swirling around. People have brought it up. And we've just kind of kept, you know, backpedaling, setting it to the side politely because we don't want to do it. And now we have.
And you guys know I don't want to do it because I'm such a big driver. I get out there. I get on the roads. It's the way I calm down.
Yeah, he's a Sunday driver. He goes for Sunday afternoon drives. A lot of people don't know this about Ben. He just likes driving that much to nowhere.
And my anxiety makes it as such, I don't really go that far. You know, I maybe go a couple blocks up and then over and then back down. I kind of just do a couple loops around the neighborhood.
Kind of like a 15-year-old practicing. That's what the neighbors think. Yeah. You're like, ah, is that kid learning to drive?
It's going to be hard for sure, but I value this as a challenge. I think every, you know, obviously CO2 emissions, the planet's dying, and the other. But Denver, where we all live.
Oh, I'm sorry. Can we get the cuck gong to sound?
Oh, come on.
Because the cuck is.
Okay, Ben, am I wrong? Many, cards are good.
How many gongs do we have here in the tower?
Well, there are various gongs and they sound different, but this is the cuck gong. People need to know when there is a alpha cuck in the walls.
There can't be an alpha cuck by definition.
But there is, and it's you, and it's weird.
Okay,
it's somebody
cool swear from a weird character you're doing. I appreciate this takedown. But as Ben admits when he's in his right head, Denver has a horrible ozone problem. It sits in a valley. The air quality in Denver can be disgusting often, especially during summer.
The air comes over the mountain. It creates an air inversion. And we get this, what we call the brown cloud here. It just sits over.
And you were in both air inversion and in brown cloud.
Yeah.
I was.
Very different bands.
I played the bassoon in air inversion. Weird band. I honestly was not a fan of our earlier stuff.
I like the synth stuff. I like air inversion synth stuff a lot.
Yeah, and brown cloud, I just did backup screams.
Just crust punk.
Backup screamer.
Backup scream,
brown cloud. Yeah, it's cool.
Yeah. Brown cloud,
they call those under screamers. Under screamers. Yeah. In case the original screamer's sick.
Yeah. You gotta be on deck. They blow out their larynx left and right.
Challenge is necessary, is what we're saying, especially where we
drive
live,
a lot?
But all over the planet.
Yeah, Andrew, you live out way out in the middle of nowhere. And
it's not way out in the middle of nowhere.
It is. It's Lakewood. No one knows where that is. But do you drive a lot? You a big driver, Andrew?
I do drive for pretty much all my, you know, errands and things. So I've certainly.
So that's a yes. Yep.
It's not like frivolous driving. I don't go for Sunday drives like you, Ben, but I also do try to, you know, compile my errands. And so it's like, okay, today I'm going to go run, you know, my four errands or whatever. So at least I consolidate them. I used to like be specifically car free. I've been car free because of poverty at times in my life. But then there was a time in my life where I actually was like, I don't want a car and I'm just going to live car free. I'm just going to get around by bike. And I literally wrote a book about it that I didn't do anything with. I found it on my hard drive the other day about living car free and just living with your bicycle.
Am I mentioned in it?
You're not. You're not mentioned
in the book at all. My cool friend Adam doesn't think I can do this, but I'll show him wrong.
I haven't read the book over in quite a while. You could be mentioned in it. I don't see why you would be, but that would be weird.
If you do another pass, mention
I'll see if I can find an opportunity.
okay, but, cool.
So in theory, let's see if I can tap into that same mindset. Maybe this challenge will be easy for me. Maybe not. Yeah. We'll see.
Okay.
I have a feeling it's going to be tough for you to tap into that poverty mindset, being that you are so flush with cash right now. Adam.
It's not a poverty mindset. It's a I don't want to have a car or use a car mindset.
Yeah. Adam, what about you? Big driver? I know you got the two little ones.
Two little ones dictate everything I do. I have no personality or free will. I just do what these children tell me to do. But the pandemic.
Drive us, Papa. Drive us to Stapleton Market, Papa.
it's Central Park, you monster. The pandemic did get us in a sort of like living locally, very neighborhood. So we walk a lot to coffee shops. We bike around the neighborhood. We have playgrounds that we go to. But this summer has been just a playground like ticking them off the list. So we've been driving every morning. Let's go see a new playground. We'll go to one in Wheatridge.
Oh, cool.
We'll go all over the city. So like, you're
trying to find all the different playgrounds around
all the playgrounds, bro.
Dude,
like all of them. Yeah.
What's the best one you found so far?
They got these spray grounds that have water features. Oh, buddy, we drive
spray grounds. That's what they're called.
There's like a part that's water. That's like you can hit a button and spray.
Yeah,
water.
Yeah, no, I'm familiar. I just didn't know that it was called a spray ground.
Yeah, that just feels problematic as a name.
Not a huge fan of it in general.
I'm sorry that the branding has moved so far past you dinosaurs, but all us cool parents, we seek out the spray grounds.
So do I. There are a series of rest stops off the New Jersey Turnpike that I call the spray grounds.
No, I swear to God, I want you to walk it out. So what is it? What's being sprayed? Is it... What is it? You're all tiptoeing around that it might be something dirty. What specifically is being sprayed?
What are you
in New Jersey spray grounds?
The spray ground's kind of a you call it.
Okay. It's like a yogurt land. There's so many things that you can.
Okay. All right. No, you guys want
number one. No sampling.
What's the number one? What's the number one thing at a spray ground people seek out in your thing?
Well, it depends on time of year.
It's seasonal.
It's seasonal.
I just don't think you even know why it's dirty, and now you're afraid to say what it is.
I would never give Ben that challenge ever. I think he knows why
you all listening know. I'll say it. I'll go where eagles dare. I do drive.
Ben, you drive? You a driver, Ben?
I drive. I hit a spray ground or two when I'm back east, but... I drive, I would imagine the most out of all of us probably because I live on the east side of the city, but I teach jujitsu all the way near, in Golden, which is way on the other side of the city. So I travel most times during the week across town, totally across the city. So
you're a cross town girl.
Three, four times a day.
So this will be hard. I did live the first few years here without a vehicle. I relied on Denver's public transportation, which I think is pretty decent.
Don't wind Andrew up.
I know. I don't want to get him started. Andrew thinks it's dog shit, but I think it's actually not that bad. And Andrew, maybe you'll see that it's improved from when you had used it before. It's not the same old yokel town, cow town. Also, for August, when we're taping this, because we're about to flip over into September, but for the remaining part of this challenge, the transit should be free for us to use. So,
It's a new promotion that Denver's doing to discourage driving. So, how appropriate we're doing this now?
Yeah,
let's get out there. Let's ride the rails.
Love if public transportation were free all the time.
It should always be free.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So, why don't we do this? Let's get to the parameters of the challenge. 1 week, we have to not drive our vehicles, or at the very least, do our best to drive as little as possible. My suggestion is we try to keep track of our miles. Whoever drove their car the least during that time frame wins. Just as simple as that.
Yeah, I like that because there are things that will come up. There could be emergencies, blah, 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 blah. We'll do the best we can. And whoever drives the least miles is the winner of this challenge.
Yeah.
That sound fair?
Yeah. And whoever wins the fewest is crowned the new Grolix Green King.
Whoa.
A title which they can hold until the next
Did
challenge.
Did you say Green King?
Green
You guys
King.
Know I'm 420 friendly now.
Oh, God.
And
no.
My folks over at Wild Pomegranate 1-to-1 CBD.
Okay, why don't we do this? Let's listen to some stand-up.
We got the challenge. Let's lay it down. Let's listen to some stand-up
from our live show at the Bug Theater at the last Saturday of every month. This is a great clip.
This is a great clip brought to you by Great Clips. We got to get on
that. How about a great clip from our live show? It's me. From a recent Grolix talking about cars or trucks as America's foremost transportation comic. You know, I've got a riff about it.
Attaboy.
And when we come back, more show to come.
I was driving today. I was behind a truck that was rolling coal. Do you all know what that means? Yeah, that is the appropriate. But then one person was into it and... you have to leave the show, and I'll give you your money back. I'll give you your money back after the show. If you don't know what rolling coal is, it's a big truck. It's a pickup truck. And then instead of a regular exhaust pipe, it has a big, giant, like, stovepipe exhaust coming up out of the back of the bed of the truck. It's for dudes that wish their truck was a choo-choo train. That's 100% what it is. They're like, I hate having a truck. I want a choo-choo. I want a fucking locomotive to drive around in. So they have this fucking absolute asshole truck that every time they start from a stop, it just pours black, oily exhaust over everyone behind them. Like, just a constant fuck you to everyone behind them. And look, we're all heading into the climate disaster. Most of us are still driving gasoline-powered cars, myself included. We're all, like, fucking up pretty bad. But rolling coal, it's like you're moonwalking into the apocalypse. I'm trying to imagine in like 40 years when we're killing each other over fresh water, when it comes out that grandpa over there used to roll coal. Like, yeah, it was a mistake in hindsight. Like, you're getting eaten. We're going to eat you first. Definitely you.
Hey. Do you love the Grolic Saves the World, but are sad because you're not getting enough of it?
Boy, do I.
Well, great news. You can get all sorts of bonus content on our Patreon.
Like what?
Tell them, Ben.
Act 4. Ad-free episodes, birthday shout-outs, exclusive merch, stronger, more painful erections, our pod within a pod, boy crazy, decreased A1C levels, photos and videos, bonus content, and so much more.
Okay, I'll do it.
No, kick to me. Say, how do I do it? How do I sign up?
We're not trying to sell it to you, Andrew. You don't have to. Jesus.
Oh, well, I mean, it sounded good. Okay, how do I sign up then?
Fuck it.
You can sign up now by visiting patreon.com/Grolic Saves.
I do want to sign up. And we are back, thanks to the magic of podcasting. It has been a week, and we have been presumably living as car-free as possible per this challenge. So,
I've been living in a car. Wait till you get to me. Crazy week for me.
You heard incorrectly.
You guys said
living in a car is hard.
Yeah.
I really have family. Empathy for people that do it. I don't want to do it again. But
yeah,
I
Katie called us pretty concerned that you wouldn't come back into the house, and we explained how the challenge
I'm just
worked.
In my driveway.
Yeah,
yeah.
The challenge was to drive as few miles as possible. We were to log our miles. We're gonna crown a new Eco King of Riff City at the end of this episode.
Is it a Green King or is it an Eco King? I need to know which title.
Yeah, it's. I want the title.
He's colloquially known as the Green King.
Yeah,
you know, by the denizens of Riff City.
The official, yeah, is Eco King.
Eco
on the
King.
Actual.
It's official, but I prefer to go by the nickname because, like I said, it matches that I'm so 420 friendly now.
Debbily Green. Yeah, truly and, the worst person.
So fewest miles in your car driven. This is a fun one. Who's going first on this?
Let's hear from Adam, who was living out in his car.
Oh yeah, you were living in your car. How'd that go for you, bud?
Nights are the hard part. Nights are terrifying. There's raccoons, there's wanderers walking by. Nights felt very long and very lonely.
Wanderers, is that
there's
what you've
wanderers.
Been calling
there's
the house
drifters
now.
And wanderers. I did this challenge as well as I could. For me, the challenge after a few days became, how do I make my wife drive to do the things I want to do? To the point that literally the last day I was like, honey, I've got these four errands this afternoon. Pack the boys in. We'll go to a coffee shop en route and get them a chocolate chip cookie. What fun for the family. Like, so we just ticked off my errands.
Wait,
while Katie
so
drove
you
and
believe
oh my God,
that
if, shotgun and that if you
as long as someone else drives, it doesn't count against the environment.
The more people in the vehicle, the less emissions.
It wasn't my car. It was her car. And I had to go pick up the Illegal Pete sponsorship check for our Grolic show. I had to drop off some stuff at an animal shelter, some stuff that had been in the back of my car forever. I needed to get out. Just errands.
and but, Kate, I know Katie's car and your car. Katie's car gets worse gas economy than your car. You were doing the environment a disservice.
Oh, yeah. Really? Is that
and
yeah.
adding more weight to the vehicle feels like
it's not
like it
a lot of weight. And I got rid of the other weight of the dog beds and stuff in the back of my car. It evens out. Listen, it was like, you know, I was figuring out how to reduce those carbon emissions other ways.
Okay, so inside, let me just ask a couple of quick questions. Did you ride a bike anywhere throughout this
yes,
week?
No.
Okay.
That's what it kind of devolved into the last day, me being like, Katie, I really got to run these errands. But early on, I was really sticking to this. I rode a bike for groceries one time, just
what?
Took a backpack. Never done that before. That's a terrible experience. Just
yeah. DUI dads out on the road.
Dude. And it's hot. So you like get to the grocery store. The back of your t-shirt's covered in sweat from the backpack. You have a helmet. So you take it off. Your hair looks
you look cool.
wild. In this, yeah, you look like an idiot. And then you can't get everything you want because you're like, well, that's not going to fit in the backpack. So you
see that big old thing of orange juice? You're like, what a luxury. I'll never know that again. I'm never getting a jug of juice like that ever again.
Then I got back on the bike and pedaled home with my big, heavy sack of fucking sundries. Did not cool, but I really thought about, oh, it's only like 2 miles I could drive, but I was like, no, ride your bike. I did take 2 car trips this entire week. I did drive twice.
Dang,
so
all right.
I
what were they for?
A ton. I rode bikes. I had Katie drive. The two that I took myself were, we signed up to be members of this pool, Virginia Vale. It takes years to get on the guest list. Or to become a member. So to keep us happy, they're like, hey, we have some member days this week. Come on in and you can look at it. And thanks for being on the wait list and have a free day. We were bored as fuck. Katie couldn't come with us. So I drove the boys, which wound up being round trip 9 miles.
That's not bad. Okay.
I went to the pool with the boys because it was the week I could get into precious Virginia Vale.
I can't imagine a pool that somebody'd wait. Does it have like a dope twisty water slide or something? What's the years-long wait list?
Pool. It's just like a really popular pool over in that Virginia Vale section of Denver. It's not all that fancy. It's nice, but for some reason, it takes years to get in there. So anyway, had to go see what all the fuss was about. We had a lovely afternoon.
All right.
And then the other drive was Ben and I had a gig in the mountains of Colorado, a town called Silver Plume. And that is 46 miles from Denver.
Into the mountains.
And no, that would be the only way. It would make sense. Yeah, that makes sense. There's no way to get up there.
But we did carpool.
I mean, you could have gotten some mules. You could have taken some mules up there, and you didn't.
So Ben and I talked about that. We got to share those miles. So Ben gets 46. I get 46. So all said and done, what's 46 plus 9? 80.
Well, you had on the way back, too, right? So 46.
55, Adam. Good try. 55. Yep, and you made a run at it.
I made a run, but 55 miles is my
total.
Well,
it's 46 each way, right? Because you had to drive back.
But we split it.
So Ben gets 46 and I get 46.
I take 46 if we carpool. Now, if we had gone up with Miriam, we could have divided it by 3 because we better, you know, but...
Miriam Moreno opened for us, yeah. So truly, that was business. Had to do that show. But the only sort of superfluous, frivolous thing I did was take the boys to the pool.
Dang.
So, okay.
In what one about week?
Just like ballpark. So you drove twice, just ballpark of ours. How much do you normally think you would drive in a week?
At least once a day. Okay. Hey. Every once in a while, there'll be a like, oh, I didn't even drive today. I stuck around the neighborhood. But for the most part, I drive at least once a day.
So yeah, that's significant, great, significant difference.
And
all right.
The average fuel economy of vehicles right now is about 30 miles a gallon or so. You used less than 2 gallons of gas over a week. That's pretty darn good. Hey, not bad. Not bad.
And Joe Biden's America. Can't afford to drive two even.
Adam, you have got to stop putting those stickers on the gas pumps. No one wants to see them.
No, I'm the guy. I'm out there. Biden did this.
Andrew, what was
Adam's total? I'm sorry. I'm writing him down.
That was 55 miles.
55. Cool. All right.
In his car. All right.
Coincidentally, that's the fastest I've ever driven. Is 55 miles per hour. So it's kind of funny.
He had them set that governor in his car.
Andrew?
So I also drove. I drove 3 times. I had a real difficult choice. The day we got this challenge, I realized I had promised my kid that we would go to tea up in Boulder at the Dushanbe Tea House.
It's Dushanbe.
Nope, I said it the way douche I said it.
Yeah, the douche snobby tea house. It's in the basement of
That's the best Freudian slip yet on this fucking entire show.
It's not
show.
A Freudian slip. It's just me being an idiot who doesn't know how to pronounce
Dushanbe.
Dushanbe.
Dushanbe? Is that it,
yeah.
Ron?
Dushanbe.
Dushanbe. Okay. We should leave Ron coming in, though, if we haven't.
That's
okay.
Amazing.
Dushanbe. Yeah, I've been saying it wrong my whole life. God, I've like asked people to dates to the Dushanbe TFs. Okay. Dushanbe. Okay. Wow. You learn something new every day. Dushanbe.
What is that place?
It's like this amazing tea house in Boulder. They have it's even hard to like do it justice describing it, but it has these like amazing like woodworked walls that are like painted and like latticed.
Oh, sweet.
And they have tasty food as well. It's a really cool spot. And my kid loves tea. They've always loved kind of like high tea, which is great.
Dude, break their heart for this dumb pod. Daddy's got a challenge.
I was like, well, we can't go if I don't drive because the public transit, we didn't have enough time. We'd have to like it take multiple modes of public transit.
It takes
we couldn't do
that
it.
Is the thing. It takes way more time to do public transit.
We would not be able to do it. And so I was like, no, it's the last week of summer break. And I said we were going to do this. So I did drive there. That was round trip 50 miles from my house to Boulder. I don't think of it as being that far. It was 50 miles round trip. Okay. So that crushed me. That was like,
I had a bad week, but I'm feeling like I might have a chance.
Annihilated me.
King.
Yeah, you, I'll tell you a spoiler already. You beat me. That crushed me and I kind of knew it, but I was like, well, at least I'm a good dad. I'd rather be a bad GST dub and be a good dad. That was my big driving for the week. I also rode my bike to do errands. I did bike groceries. I didn't hate it like Adam did because I am used to it. I did wish that I had a rack and bags like I used to have because that makes grocery shopping a million times easier and you can take more stuff. But I ran errands on my bike. I also just like went bike exploring. I just like rode my bike around kind of like what we were joking Ben does in his car. But I just rode my bike around and just like checked stuff out, which I hadn't done in a very, very long time.
Yeah, you were like avid. You used to like clippity clop in those click in shoes, and you'd always have your.
I still wear those shoes, and I rode my bike around this huge cemetery that I'd always wanted to explore, and finally I was out on my bike, and I was like, I'm just gonna ride my bike around the cemetery, and I did, and there's this massive tower in the cemetery that I'd always kind of been curious about. It's called the Tower of Memories, and. The door was just open. I didn't know you could go in. I thought it was like a private thing. I actually thought it was like the crematorium for the cemetery this whole time. It's not. The crematorium is a shabby little building kind of next to the tower. The Tower of Memories is like a really big mausoleum. So I went in and I explored that, and I was wearing my clipless shoes. So it sounds like somebody in tap shoes was walking through. It is absolutely silent in there as everyone is paying respects
hey,
to their fallen grandparents and
get a gander at Fred Astaire over it.
And I just looked like this like grubby bike punk just walking around taking
that's
photos.
Why I called you Fred Astaire. Come
okay,
on guys,
all right.
Keep up.
No, it's really good, man.
I did miss
Thank
it
you.
I will admit. So, yeah, it was great. It was fun to explore. I mean, the difference between riding your bike to get around and driving to me is absolutely at opposite ends of the spectrum. Like driving, it makes me like angry. It makes me frustrated. I find myself irritated pretty much every time I do it. And whereas riding my bike, every single time I'm like, I'm glad I did that. I saw something I might not have seen otherwise. I
couldn't agree more. I had one gig I forgot to mention at Ratio, and I just rode my bike to it, rode back at night. Riding your bike at night during the summer is one of life's greatest pleasures.
So nice.
It is. Such a beautiful thing. And if you've had 4 to 5 IPAs,
Adam, that's even better, my friend.
You shouldn't be doing that. Even better, my friends. whole neighborhood looks different.
You don't have to talk to me about that. I've got the memories of riding your bike home blackout drunk. It's like, so I had the balance to ride a bike, but I can't even remember riding it back. There's my bike, all perfectly unscratched and put away.
Yep. I'm saying blackout.
I was back in the day.
An amazing Technicolor.
Crossbar coated in PBR dribble. Just, oh.
Hey,
I'm getting on. Hey,
I'm a cartoon dog.
So I did not take public transit. I wanted to because you two keep telling me that maybe I'm missing something. I did check the bus schedule. I was going to take the bus one day, and I checked the kind of like live feed of the bus schedule, and it was 18 minutes behind, and it was going to take me 45 minutes to go somewhere that would take me 12 in my car. And I was like, no, I'm not waiting for this bus. So I did not ride the bus, but I did look into it. Sometimes take
you looked into it.
Transit. Yeah,
thank God.
I looked into it.
No, I feel like
which
we
is
should
what
shed
this
a couple
pod
miles.
Is all about.
Let's shed a couple miles off
I
your toes for looking into it.
The challenge was not about doing it. It was guys looking
into
looking
it. Yeah, here on this Grolic Saves the World, we look into things that sound interesting.
Take a peek at ideas.
I have taken public transit. I live not far from the light rail. I very often will take public transit to the airport because I actually enjoy it. I like the airport train and the light rail.
I rode it for free a couple weeks ago home from
to get down there. Is easy. So yeah, I'm not unfamiliar with. Overall with Denver's public transit, but man, I had to live with the bus as my only way to get around for a very long time, and I don't think I'll ever scrub those memories away of how shitty that was. But so my total,
you're stalling. Get to your miles.
My total 77 miles. 77 wow. miles. Had I not taken my
Ray
kid
Bork.
To Ray Bork. 27.
All right.
27. Yeah, you're right. Great number. 77.
27 miles behind
so really,
the wheel.
So really, 50 miles no. to be
vehicle.
A good dad.
Yeah.
That's what happened. Okay.
77 miles total.
Ben.
All right. So you guys are going to want to each go ahead and suck on one of my nuts apiece.
Dibs on right. Dibs on right.
Oh, man. I got the hanger. God damn it.
I don't like that you know that my left one is the one that hangs.
I just I can feel it about you. It's the way you walk.
Yeah.
I can tell it's hitting your knee.
Okay. Sorry, Adam. I know you don't like this.
Hey,
it's a side of me.
I
know
said
you
dibs
don't.
On right.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, it's a punishment.
I drove 1.5 miles in
what
my
bull
car.
Fucking shit. Wait.
You drove.
No,
46
I drove.
With me.
What are you saying? In his car?
Oh,
in my
car.
In my own vehicle.
How many miles did you drive on your motorbike?
Stop it! 1.5 miles in my car was the parameters. I did. Adam mentioned. I did split half his miles, so we know that I did 46 with him to that show in, or what was it? What did we say? Was it 46? Yeah, it was 46. 46. To Silver Plume. I did have an out-of-state show, but I opted to take a ride share to the airport because it was at 2:30 in the morning. I had to leave because my flight was at 5 a.m.
Classic Benroy travel.
Ben's flight
choices. Cannot fly early enough.
Loyal listener, if the red eye doesn't even describe it. It's like a,
no, it's never the red eye. It's a bizarre
eye.
It's pre-dawn eye.
It's one after the red eye. It's the
it's
next
the,
one
it's
after
it's
the
rooster red. Eye.
Yeah, it's closed eye. It's a closed eye flight. And so I took the closed eye from here to, I had to go to Lincoln, Nebraska, but I did the dog leg. So I went to St. Louis,
Jesus
then cut
Christ.
Back a little bit to
you got
Omaha.
A connection to Omaha?
Yeah, whatever, guys.
So dumb.
At 2:30 in the morning?
Many direct flights to
how much
Omaha
was this flight? $14?
For so little money.
It was cheap, guys. You know I'm a bargain
you
shopper.
You flew Denver to St. Louis to
and
Omaha,
I like to chat
shit
with my Southwest people. All
and
right?
You love on to the, fly. As I know eye. As I know firsthand, you love to fly. So it makes sense that you tack on an
love
extra
it
flight on something that short. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Okay. So but I opted.
So while you're not driving, you're ripping superfluous miles through
yeah,
the air.
Yeah.
On a jet
a
plane,
true ecological horror show.
I don't like to think
you don't
like
even
that
need to crunch
I don't
the
like
numbers
to think like that. Because that wasn't what we were talking about. We said just very
you're
definitively
the fucking Taylor
in the
Swift of this group. You are the Taylor Swift of this group, using Southwest Airlines as your personal
you
private jet
and
to
I write
gallivant around
material
America.
Oh,
wow. What a piece of shit.
Leggy?
What
you mean leggy?
Shit.
Yeah, okay. I didn't. I listened to the rules. We said behind the wheel of my car. I did not drive my car. That was an airplane. And I would argue that I was more cargo being shipped around the country.
That is a fair point. That's
so
how they
got
treat
to
you.
Omaha. How did you get to Lincoln, Nebraska from
did you
Omaha
walk?
No.
Did you hitchhike?
No.
Did you get
did you
a
ride a bike?
I had to rent a rental car, which is not my car.
But it is miles that you drove.
Yeah, well, you didn't drive Adam's car up to Silver Plume either, but we're going to count
but
those miles.
I cut that in half. I only took half. Okay, so I okay did.
It's a car. It wasn't not your car. It's a car.
You guys love to change the rules. We said be driving our car. Okay, you both went.
I could have just went out and rented a car for the whole week, and it would have counted as zero
Adam
miles
tried to take it. He didn't count the miles that his that Katie drove him on that last day of decadence. Did he? He didn't count those.
I bet I could add those now and still clobber your score.
Oh, just
you give us,
shut your stupid
why don't you give us some
fucking
number
face.
Give us the number from
okay,
Omaha to
listen,
Lincoln.
From Lincoln to Omaha, there was no other way for
like
me to get
60,
the show.
60 miles
it was,
or something
it
like
was
that.
59 miles.
Ooh,
yeah,
one way. So that was 118 I did. But I didn't drive while I was there. I parked it when I got to the hotel. And then I walked
I've done
everywhere
that gig. It's four blocks.
Exactly. And I thought about driving, but I didn't because I care, Adam, because I want the earth to survive, because I am King Green, the Green King.
Well, maybe in thought alone.
Yes. That's what matters in the monarchy of greendom is the thoughts. Okay. Now, so I still have only driven a mile and a half in my car.
Okay, so by my data, are you got any more that we don't know
well
about?
Well, here's the thing, Adam. When I went to the airport, I did take a rideshare. I did choose with Lyft, which I normally don't like taking, but I chose it because you can choose the group one. So I chose to ride with somebody else. So when I went to the airport that early in the morning, there was one other person in the car to share the vehicle, which I haven't done before. And I split those miles with the Lyft driver and the passenger. So divide that 20-something miles by three. So I would say 8 miles there. And then I...
That's good. That's actually great, Ben.
I did ride the bus one time while I was around from here to my jiu-jitsu class. That took a normal 23-minute drive, an hour and 23 minutes on RTD. Which is crazy.
Ben, these miles don't count. That was being green.
Yeah,
I rode the
bus.
The bus
doesn't count. These don't count against
you. The bus was quiet. There was no incidents. It was clean. I thought RTD's, the bus that I took, was clean. It was just incredibly long. And I feel for people who that this is. Their whole days are consumed by travel.
Yes.
And that's why
it is a privilege to have a car.
Exactly.
Sure.
And that's why I think making this free helps offset the time you're wasting. The extra time throughout the day would be a wonderful thing and would probably
should
entice
always be
people.
Free. Always. Always be
it
free.
Should. The rest of the time I did ride my motorcycle. And that was not in the rules.
What the fucking fuck?
What the fucking fuck do you
what a
fucking
little,
mean?
Dude. What a little worm.
What do you
what
mean?
A little,
exactly
worm.
What the
legal,
challenge
legal worm.
A green challenge.
You're a legal
I
worm.
I didn't call my wife mostly because I'm divorcing now. But I did not call my wife and say, hey, can you pack the kid up in the car and then let it drive me around like you're some-
Adam is an innovator. You're a legal worm. That's what I say.
So I did use my motorcycle quite a bit. I will.
And so you did jujitsu every day on your motorcycle besides the one that you did on the
yes,
bus.
Yes, I did. Is that correct? I did ride my motorcycle.
So your will is one day
I feel
strong.
Like this is on
shut
Adam
up.
And I. We know Ben loves riding his
no,
motorcycle, and we
up.
Should
you
have
shut up.
Seen
listen,
this coming.
Shut up.
You shut up. Now, listen.
Okay,
a motor-
now, well, since you asked twice, I will.
Motorcycle. Motorcycle. I put 2 gallons of gas in that motorcycle, and the gas light never came on. That's how fuel efficient it is. The big problem okay. with the motorcycle, the flip side is, while it uses far less gas and to manufacture a motorcycle uses far less material, it is quite possibly the worst form of pollution on the planet, I learned, as Whoa. Far as what it puts out per mile. It does put out far less carbon dioxide, but carbon monoxide... It puts out almost twice as much as a regular car.
Wow, and I never knew this.
Various chemicals. Yeah. Motorcycles. Scooters are not the same. They have more stringent, apparently more stringent rules, smaller engines. But, a 1,200 cc motorcycle or these new 2.
I got to stop breathing in motorcycle exhaust.
Yeah.
This is huge.
And, you get people who just, cut the pipe off right at the header and let it be loud. There's no filtration of that. You're just getting straight exhaust off the engine.
Unless your neighbors absolutely
I did
hate
ride,
you. I can promise you.
And I feel that this is a paltry sum. I did do 109 miles on my motorcycle.
Jesus Christ.
So over
you're
this
fucking asshole.
Week, I doesn't matter, though, because it wasn't in my car. My car sitting almost. You guys need to be a little more choosy with your wording. Now, 118 plus 46 plus the 8 to the airport plus. Yeah.
Again, Lyft doesn't count. Bus doesn't count.
Oh, okay. So, yeah. So
the lift
but you're
does
well
count.
Over 200.
The lift.
You're
the
no,
lift
I'm at 172 miles in the 7 days, but I still won because only a mile and a half of that was in my car.
You're ridiculous.
What are you talking about? You're
podcast.
Listen.
You really had a
that
really
rental
a
car
chunk.
Counts. That rental car absolutely counts. It was your car while you rented it, dipshit. Right? If you got in an accident, you got in the accident.
I did.
You'd
use
be
that.
Responsible.
He counted the rental car.
I did. Okay. So 118 plus 46. What would I?
I have an honest question for you. Did you cut down your miles at all during a week?
I took the bus that one day.
Okay.
I took the ride sharing to and from the airport, which is part of it. And I found myself walking a lot more for errands than I normally would. Once I was at my house, anything I needed, I walked to the grocery store. I walked to my bank, which is a little further. It's probably a half a mile or whatever. When I would go visit my son, Milo, who lives about a half a mile, rather than driving my car over there, I would walk over. And that is definitely something for local errands. I realize I'm just being lazy. The other thing that I totally. Liked that you both complained about, but I think is a healthy byproduct of this for upwardly mobile people, people who can... for people who have more means right now, I think the fact that I bought less when I went to the grocery store, I was more sparing because I was more choosy based on what I could carry at that time was a better thing. I did choose to buy less because I didn't want to carry as much back. I couldn't carry as much as if I stuffed my car full of groceries.
That's totally true. You are buying the things you really need when they have to fit in one backpack.
Exactly. Rather than I could get this pack of Capri Sun coolers. Maybe I should.
Which,
wear.
By the way, now you're you talking. Never, you might be buying more than you're bargaining for with that.
Okay. But I did.
They're heavy, but it's worth it.
The motorcycle thing, though, is not a wash. It does sound like it is. But if more people rode motorcycles, the materials to make them and getting those, sourcing those materials, plus, yes, it uses far less gas. And let's not forget, everything it takes to get gasoline to us is a big part of the cost. And so all that time, I have not put a single drop of gas into my car or my motorcycle since I put gas in it 1 week ago.
Which I'll do you one better. Ride a bike, you'll put no gas in anything.
Well,
motorcycle,
not anyways. All of us have a bicycle, and some of us like a motor on our cycles. And that's all it is. That's all I am.
They have those new electric motorbikes.
Well, I can't argue with that.
Guys, I think, honestly, I'm kind of shocked. We're all addicted to our cars. Like, 55 miles for me, I win. 77 for Andrew. A liberal 300 to 500 for Ben.
No!
In a 1 week. Just, we didn't do that great. We didn't do that great.
Yeah.
No. And granted, I had a gig I had to get to, but like, I'm really kind of shocked. So
yeah,
it's pretty eye-opening.
We each had a significant thing. I went to Boulder. You had Silver Plume. Ben had Lincoln, Nebraska and Silver Plume. Without the larger trips, I think it would look better.
Yeah, that's true. That is true.
Ron, can we sound the earnestness horn? Before I say this, I need the earnestness horn. There it is. Get across the bridge, y'all. Okay.
I'm taking my time, but I am going
across. I'm not trying to sound altruistic. This isn't performative. I've honestly thought about that with comedy. The amount I travel by air, the connections, that sounds crazy. That was the only time I could get to Lincoln with enough time. I had to take a connection. Because the other flights were sold out because I booked this last minute. The wastefulness of air travel has made me honestly think more about how I do this.
Well, counterpoint, laughter is the best medicine. So really, you're like airlifting in crucial supplies. You're basically like Doctor's
City
without borders. I'm not riffing. I'm saying what you do as a comedian actually is important. I'm saying it in a good way.
It's not the planet that needs it. The planet will be fine. Make sure the humans are healthy.
Sometimes when you sound the earnestness horn, you get washed up into the Rift City weeds. And I think we're all sort of in them right now. I agree with you on the air travel thing. And I question why you never thought about quitting just listening to your own comedy.
Now, that was a violation of the earnestness horn flagrantly.
That was a flagrant, and we need some riff bailiffs to come
Adam
out
just
of here.
Sniped you just right out. He's up in his turret again, and that horn, I know he hears it. I know he hears it up there. But let's go. Let's zoom it back into our own lives, like how this challenge worked for us, and do you see yourself continuing this? Like, for me, it was great. Riding my bike absolutely ruled. Like, when you look at a car objectively, it is fucking insane that everyone has a personal car that they just use as their default mode of transit. Because after riding my bike for errands and trying to use my bike, every time I got in my car, it felt so luxurious. I was like, oh my God, it's like it's ensconced from the elements. I can like load up as much shit as I want. And like Ben said, shit I don't even need, like, can go in here. And it's just such a different way of thinking. And it did like remind me of when I lived without a car. Like I preferred it. It was definitely challenging in a lot of ways, but I think the quality of life overall was better. But you have to, I would not be able to live where I live and not have a car because of where my kid goes to school, where my kid's mom lives, and having to go back and forth, things like that.
How would people who don't own a car do it? They get on a bus.
You just have to, your quality of life would mean like, I got to travel 2 hours by bus each way to see my kid. Like,
right.
That's crazy for your quality of life. If you were able to move to a different area, you probably would, for sure. And I know that if I didn't have a car, I would not live in the area where I live. A lot of the things I do and places I go are only because I have the luxury of having a car. So it was really illuminating in that way, for sure. And it actually inspired me, like where I live, it's really cut off because the Sixth Avenue Highway kind of bisects my neighborhood from the whole area south of me. You can kind of only cross it by getting onto like a major street, and there's just no way to get over it. And it inspired me. I'm going to look in to see if I could pitch like some kind of like pedestrian bikeway thoroughfare, either under or over Sixth Avenue. It'll never happen because these neighborhoods are poor, and it's kind of the reward of development is getting a pedestrian walkway, it seems. But it doesn't hurt to like to point
get
it out.
On it, dude.
And
I think that's great.
Totally.
They'll have to tell me no, basically.
What about you, Adam?
I think when you start looking at these larger climate issues, it's very easy to feel overwhelmed and be like, well, I'm doing more damage by getting on a plane, or, you know, the water issues. It's like, well, major agriculture is really what's using all the water. It's not me that's going to make a difference. But I feel like that's just how you become a person who just doesn't give a fuck at all. So it's kind of just be the change. And so, like, I think I love doing this. And sometimes a lot during the pandemic, I'd be like, oh, wow, I haven't driven a car in 4 days. And it felt great, you know, or similar to like sometimes I'll go through the day and realize I didn't eat any meat today. I should try to do that more. And it's just these walk the walk. And like, I feel like these little efforts help in whatever small way they help. And of course, I bet you my carbon footprint is probably bigger than me trying to reduce it, but I can't hurt to try. And I'm going to live that way until the fires come for us all.
Wow. And that's just great. a great mantra to live by.
Yeah.
Riding
the bus, I would love to see more people get involved, including myself. I am in no way pointing the finger with more advancements in travel within the metro area as far as public transportation. It would be awesome if there were more routes making things shorter, cleaner buses, like actually investing, because cleaner public transit options are there. It's just the demand has to be there. And Denver is not a city known for its overwhelming use of our public transit. It's a big driving city, lots of congestion and traffic. So yeah, I should be part of that change, because it would be great. They are trying to expand our light rail. The rail is far superior and it's better to travel with. I would love to see that.
They're buying buses, school buses. They're making those electric. Things like this are the steps cities need to take.
Exactly. And I think for myself, I will definitely continue doing this, especially around here. I love not using my car as much. I loved the same thing.
Or motorcycle.
My motorcycle is purely hobby. But I did love riding my motorcycle more. The same thing can be said with a motorcycle at night as with a bicycle. Being out in the cool air, it does use far less gasoline. I think I get almost 60 miles to the gallon on my Harley, which is crazy. On the hog. But it really made me appreciate and feel sympathy being on the bus for people who live in food deserts. That's why they can't spend 45 minutes when they're traveling all of these directions to take their kids to school or to get themselves back and forth to work, to also take another 45 minutes each way to find a grocery store. So you end up shopping for your food at a Walgreens. You end up shopping for your food at Rite Aid's. You end up shopping at gas stations, which drives the quality of nutrition for those neighborhoods down drastically, which affects school, like grades. It affects a crime in those areas. So this is a real issue. We joke about it, but it is a real issue that we should figure out and all be a part of. And so I think it's definitely something that I feel I'm going to try to do more of. And it will be fun to check back down the line to see if it is something we put into it, because this 100% makes the world a better place. There's no question.
Can only be one Green King, one Eco.
Oh, I knew he was going to come back to this. And I can't believe it's him. I knew it would be him.
I can't believe it's me either. I thought I blew it with that frivolous pool trip, but here we are.
Wow.
I might not be a member of Virginia Vale, but I am the Grolix Green King.
Wait till Virginia Vale learns that I'm the Green King. They'll fast forward my application.
Ron, can you play the coronation music?
Yeah,
there's
I
your crown.
The green
I think.
King.
Hey, listeners, If you do this kind of thing, why don't you share tips as well? I think the takeaway from this challenge is like, yes, this is undeniably good for the world. Yes, we are all going to try to do more of this. And if you have tips for us or just want to share ways that you try to cut out cars in your life, let us know. Maybe we'll use some of them. And in the meantime, we should probably listen to some stand-up comedy.
I agree. Some live stand-up kind of rinse all of this nastiness of knowing there's a new Green King in town. And the election results, because we do elect our kings. It's a very strange democratic monarchy.
Right. That's right. Democratic monarchy.
Yes. The results are in dispute. Okay. And I just want to say this. We're going to do a recount because I don't like this guy.
They use those Dominion voting machines.
Yeah. Oh, great. Ben's the January 6th truther of the Grolic Green King.
What we should also specify is
the previous Green King of Rift City, Rudolfo, is thrown from the highest tower in Rift City. Mm-hmm. When you lose the crown, you are thrown
from
the mausoleum that Andrew walked around.
Yes.
Or you get thrown from the top
the
of
Tower of Memories.
Yeah. Which is in the center of Rift City. But yes. Let's listen to some live stand-up comedy from our live Grolic show that happens the last Saturday of every month at the now, we're saying it, world-famous Bug Theater in the Highlands of Denver, Colorado. Let's listen to some live stand-up comedy from one of our favorite guests.
He doesn't even know it's Chanel Hughes. He's just on autopilot.
Great comic.
Point.
And when we come back,
this
we
couldn't
have
be worse.
More
like, I don't know why he does it every time.
We have more show.
Is it live, though, Adam?
We have more show. You stupid pieces of shit. As well as we'll tease our next episode's challenge.
Great.
So stay tuned.
You got them hanging
and I
on
would
by
say I won that challenge. A mile and a half in my own.
No, literally right. No one thinks that. Not even one person listening to this podcast
Shut
thinks
up.
That.
You guys are so dumb.
Had a lot of weird legislative shit, you know, Roe versus Wade type of shit. Overturn, sucks. Boo, yay. I don't know how you feel. Yeah, however. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I got a kid already, you know, so it's too late. I can't do nothing about it. And on top of that, I'm a lesbian, so I wasn't really, you know. I was like, you should start sucking dick. That's what I was saying. It's like, y'all should start, get on the winning team, ho. You know, that's just a suggestion. But I like to daydream. I do like to daydream. And I was like, oh my God, if I did have a boyfriend, like, you know, he'd have to be real sneaky. But if I did have a boyfriend and he got me pregnant, I'm somewhere I can't get an abortion. And he's like, I don't want to deal with you or this baby. I want nothing to do with y'all. I feel like the only logical thing next for me to do is raise this baby to kill his father, right? Yeah. Crowd. Yeah, okay. Yeah, we got to get to the crazy shit. Cover your ears, baby dog. Cover your ears. Yeah. He turns 21. I'm like, this what you been training for? Just standing there in my robe and bonnet, you know? Comes back with his father's head. Honorable, you know? But he's probably like Gen Z or something, so he's depressed easy, you know, just right away. They're just depressed or whatever is going on with them, you know? He's watching TikTok all day. It's just like, damn, that ain't no life to live, so now I gotta kill him, you know? It's like, shit. Should just let me do it in the beginning. I knew it wasn't gonna go well. I knew. I knew.
Oh, we're back. We have landed in the best part of the podcast, the credits. And as everyone knows, Grolic Saves the World has the best credits
in the
podcast
game. In the game.
Welcome down. To them. Welcome to them. For those of you that fast forward through the episode to the credits, nice to see you. Mm-hmm. Glad that you're here.
The mini show within the show.
I think it's
the
Finland.
Third act.
Finland fast forwards to the end.
Because Finland doesn't have time for bullshit. No. They're next
have problems.
To Russia.
They don't have problems like we do, so they don't need to hear the challenges.
We could be dead at any minute. Let's get to the gold, which is the credits, and here we are at it. If you didn't listen to the episode, you just listened to the credits, we want to thank everyone on Patreon for voting for this topic for this episode. It's another banger from Patreon, you guys. We got to give them the keys more often. They're doing a good work.
Yeah, I can't thank them enough. And as you know, your Patreon subscribers aren't going to see this. This mink coat I'm wearing also came from all of you. And a lot of people think mink went out, but it is back, and it is soft. And thank you all.
Fur
you
is
got,
back.
And you got a steal on that just because it has that splatter of blood protester threw on it.
Yeah.
I think it's part of the look.
Thank you, Patreon subscribers, for supporting us, for voting you the best.
Ben, your look is very Fashion Week in Gotham City.
I like it. I like that, and it is Fashion Week in Gotham City. Not a lot of people pay attention to Gotham City's fashion schedule, but
so many Fashion Weeks have been ruined in Gotham City by just antics.
Yeah.
Anyway, Andrew, we got to get to the plugs. Can you give us the plug?
Here
music?
It is. Plugs, 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 plugs.
It's a hot.
You doing that is as good as Ben saying. Why don't we do this? It's become a part of the episode that everyone is just
thank you because it's easy for me to do.
I'm going to work with you, Andrew. Let's get a plug song. I'm going to make a plug song.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right.
I would love that.
Yeah. You can do some singing over it. Yeah. All right.
Yeah. You're
we'll
going to do it. All right.
Let's do it. Plugs. I've got a show coming up September 7th. I'm headlining the Downtown Comedy Works. It's going to be super fun. You can get tickets at the Comedy Works website, and you can think of it as kind of a kickoff, a tailgate party for the High Plains Comedy Festival, which will be that very same weekend.
That's exactly right. September 8th through 10th, it's the High Plains Comedy Festival. It's the best time of the year, and the Grolics will be doing a live Boy Crazy at the High Plains Comedy Festival on Saturday
Buckle
the 10th,
up.
Followed by a live Grolics show that evening. So, Grolics heads, show up. We need you in attendance for this Boy Crazy, and we'd love to see you at the show
as well. I'd like to plug
something.
High Plains Comedy Festival is coming up September 8th through the 10th. See, this is my plug.
Hell yeah, buddy.
I'm using the same one, highplainscomedyfestival.com. Are there any passes? I don't think so. I think maybe a few.
There's some standards.
You
got to
get them,
left.
But that Boy Crazy, that's the hot ticket. That's the hot ticket.
A lot of buzz
on the best circuit about three dads live touching on some of the. Well, I won't use that as the word. Let's skip that part.
We're bringing in David Borey and Chris Charpentier for this live podcast.
Oh, my God.
It's going to be
holy crap.
A lot of fun.
Oh, holy crap.
Well,
two of my favorites.
I would like to encourage you all to review, subscribe, and follow this podcast. Also, leave us a review, for fuck's sake. What does it take?
What do we got to do? Whose dick do we got to suck to get a review from you guys?
I don't know, Adam, but I'm willing to do it.
I am, too. I'm already out there willy-nilly hoping it's the right one, and so far, nothing.
It's crazy.
Afterward, as you're looking up, review? And they're like, what? What the fuck are you talking about?
Get out of here, kid.
It's awkward.
If you don't already, you can find us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, the TikToks. We're at Grolics Comedy. Reach out. Tell us all about your car and how much you hate it and how much you think it's destroying the environment. Tell us thoughts you may have on how to do this challenge better. What can we do to be more green in our travel? And
if you have any bike questions, hit me up with them.
Yeah.
Hit me up with them. You want to ride your bike around the city? I've got a tip for every single part of your bike.
Oh,
so
it's probably drink a Capri Sun full of medicine while they ride the bike. God. That's probably your tip.
Yeah, dude, that actually would be a fun way to take medicine. So great self-diss, dude. Nice work. If I could get an antibiotic and a Capri Sun instead of a pill, yeah, fuck yeah, I'm doing it that way. We do have a Patreon. If you would like to support us beyond just listening to the show and telling your friends about it, we do have a Patreon at patreon.com/GrolicsSaves. We have three different tiers you can select from. You can get a personalized, absolutely not safe for work message from Ben. Sometimes he shares them with us, and they're amazing. I think we might have a teaser of one actually that you'll be able to see assume. You also have a pod within a pod, Boy Crazy, the aforementioned Boy Crazy. That alone, it's worth checking out our Patreon for. And if you still can't join the Patreon right now, you could still support us just by, you know, telling people about it. If somebody tells you that they're enjoying a podcast, be like, that podcast fucking blows, dude. Check out this podcast.
What's and important
they're gonna,
while sharing
they're gonna
our podcast.
They're going to respect you for being that
it's not
honest.
Just about uplifting this podcast. It's about tearing
disrespect.
Down lesser podcasts.
The disrespect is a key component of
growth.
Yeah,
even if you just stop them from listening to that podcast and they never check us out, that's a win in our book.
We're happy
so.
With that.
Riff City is built on the landfill of insecurity. Insecurity landfill is what's holding Rip City up.
I mean, the runoff from that was dangerous. Yeah, so was frankly, I'm glad they bricked up Insecurity landfill. I'd rather live on top of it than drink the water.
The methane gas leaks up through most basements of Rip
bird
City.
Killer,
all the kids
known
are getting...
bird killer Insecurity landfill. Who's taking
I'll take this next
please,
one, guys.
Please, Adam.
Thanks so much. I mean, just a heartfelt thank you to our producer, Nocturnal Carbon Emission Ron Doyle.
Only drives at night. He only
drives at night, and my, you should
traffic
see how
vampire.
He wakes up covered in his carbon dioxide.
And also, thanks to Mike Henderson, who's been kind of ahead of the curve being green just by sleeping in his car for the last 3 years. And we appreciate that, Mike, and we appreciate your help recording at the live show.
What a great guy, sleeping in his car.
Our theme music, as always, is by the fuel-efficient Charlie Continental.
Is
you're getting 60-70 miles out of this guy easy per gallon of milk. You fuel him up with milk, he's giving you miles of riffs.
One time I mistakenly filled up Charlie Continental with diesel, and he was not right. You could hear his machinery just rejecting the fuel. It was pretty ugly.
Well, riff boys, what are we great squirrel to Riff Daddy. Come on in. Riff Daddies, what are we going to do next challenge?
I'll tell you what we're going to do. We're going to get wet. We're going to get real wet.
Oh, shit, dude.
We are finally.
I'm so wet.
Body oil. We're giving each other baby oil rub downs? Fuck yeah. Oh.
No, but close. We are going to do a swimming challenge.
Oh, shit.
This thing has been.
This is a good one.
Months. Several months in the making. So you're all in for a real treat. We're going to go.
One of us will drown. Who will it be? Tune in next week.
And that's a Grolix guarantee.
Hey, you know what you say when you're in the pool drowning and you're about to go under? You go, play us out, Jolly!
Splish, splash.